It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, Tananaw Valley. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tananaw Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, Executive Director of United Way. And first off, happy Independence Day. If you are still trying to figure out what to do today, or maybe if you just finished watching the parade, there's another huge community celebration happening in North Pole you should not miss. And joining me today, I have Caitlin and John with the North Pole Grange. And they're here to tell us all about today's Freedom 250 4th of July Festival, along with the work that the Grange is doing throughout the year. Caitlin, John, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Thank you for having us here. And I do need to specify that it's technically we're America 250 event, and we're also doing Alaska 250 themes. The Freedom 250 theme was one that was developed recently, okay. And that focused on stuff that was happening in Washington, D.C., in and around the nation's capital. America 250 is the across the whole country, and specifically Alaska 250, a history for tomorrow, is what we're all about here at the Grange today.
Okay. Well, that's really exciting and interesting. So, I mean, just for people who don't know what 250 America is or why 250 and America are a thing right now, what is 250? What does that mean?
Well, Caitlin, you want to explain it? There's a big word that starts with an S that I have difficulty pronouncing, but it's Caitlin, you can take it from there, please.
So America 250 is basically we have been a free country for the last 250 years. It is our America birthday, and we are highlighting the story of America's journey of 250 years of independence. And it's going to be a fun way to combine history with hands-on activities for kids and adults.
Yeah, so it's the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
That's the 250th. Okay, sweet and simple.
Nice and simple. And it was a long road for this country to go from being subjects of who is one of our best allies right now, Great Britain, but just separate and become a free country, a free nation. And it was a big deal at the time, and it remains a big deal today. We lose sight of it sometimes. We just think of the fact we accept that we're free, and we think of the 4th of July as a celebration where you can do firecrackers and fireworks and hot dogs and beer and have fun and have parties. But there is a deep significance behind what occurred and the events that led up to it and the fact that we are a free nation today. And we have 250 years of that history.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for honoring that.
And we're celebrating today we're going more on the fun side of things and keeping the solemn aspects of it. We do have very nice formal opening ceremony. We had the flags and we had a lot of speeching and stuff talking about it. But we're in the fun part of the event right now.
There you go. So your event today is from 11 till 3. And so it is going on right now as we speak. So what can people anticipate from this event? What do they expect when they get there?
So when you get there, we're going to have you park at North Pole Middle School or Westcott Pool. Mm-hmm. And then you'll follow our Freedom Trail where we'll have some goodies. We'll have a passport to have you fill out. And you'll get an extra door prize ticket if you fill up a whole thing.
Nice.
And then when you get to the Grange Lawn, we'll have quite a few different activities from bouncy houses, a petting zoo, to a beer garden and axe throwing. We've got activities
awesome.
From all ages. We're really, really excited for everybody to be here and take a look at what we got. And we have also got live music happening all day, as well as our amazing DJ, Jim Matherly. And then we've got some great local vendors and some awesome food vendors as well.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, and it all started off several years ago at the Grange during COVID, surprisingly. A gal named Jennifer Hughes called up the Grange and wanted to know if she could use the Grange during COVID to teach cooking classes to a small group of homeschool kids.
Oh, that's fun.
And it was a small bubble of people. everybody was following COVID protocol then and said, well, it's okay, sure, let's just do it. We didn't have a plan. The building was otherwise not being used, and I was glad to have somebody use the building. Funny things, first day she was in the building, she calls me up and wanted to know if it was okay if she got her husband to come over and fix the sink that was leaking and fix this and
That's
fix
awesome.
That.
Awesome, yes.
And I said, oh, this is the kind of people we want to have.
Approved.
Using the building.
Yes.
Absolutely. And it turned out, you know, Jennifer and her husband turned out to be great assets. They brought in a lot of kids, did some cooking classes during COVID. It was a good activity for kids, and went on for that a year plus. And as we got to the end of COVID, Jennifer said, hey, you know, we ought to do something. The Grange, we ought to get together and do something. Let's call up the city and see if we can get in the parade or do something because
yes.
COVID's over. City wasn't doing the parade anymore. The city of North Pole had shut down. Everybody was shut down.
Right.
Couldn't find anything to do on the 4th of July to get out. And Jennifer says, why don't we just throw a picnic on the lawn? And I'm like, sure, let's do it.
Yeah, something simple, sweet.
Something mm-hmm. simple and sweet. And it started off as a picnic for kids and families. And it just started growing from there. It got bigger and bigger each year. It went from what started as a picnic for families and kids is now this big celebration for family and adults. We have activities
right.
For everybody. So
that's great. I mean, it started from even just a community event, an opportunity that she just needed some space to host this cooking class, and then yeah. it just evolved into a wonderful relationship that grew into this event.
And then during that first and second year, really, there was nothing else going on in North Pole. We were the only show in town, and then word got out, and then people started following. I like to pretend that, you know, we set the stage. We were the example that others tried to emulate because we were doing something.
There you go. You brought it back. Good.
We brought it back, and then we get, I call them copycats, and then everybody jumped on, tried to do their own thing. But it's all in community. It's all in good fun, and we all work together. It's one small community in North Pole.
So yeah, for sure.
It's a great place.
It is a great place, and it takes everybody to, you know, coming together to create that community, to bring up these opportunities of collaboration so that you guys can, you know, continue to thrive as a community, which I think is awesome. And, I mean, to be the spearhead of bringing back events and bringing back, you know, getting the community together, I think that's a great place to be in. And, you know, so it's exciting to hear what other things, you know, you've got going on. So
the, you know, one of the other spinoffs that we before COVID, the Grange, our main activity was we had stumbled into a fundraising event that stuck. And the only thing we could do is a general fundraising event that worked out for us has been to get involved with art and teaching art classes and putting on art shows. And that evolved into a big deal for the Grange itself and for North Pole because we've actually created a little art gallery inside our building.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And we're the only official art gallery in the city limits. And that has a whole life of its own, separate from what we're celebrating today at the 4th of July. The gallery is open today if anybody wants to see it. And, you know, for example, the theme in our art show this whole summer is From Sea to Shining Sea, and, you know, key lines from a local popular song that we're celebrating today as well.
Yes.
So the art just captures all kinds of things, and you challenge the artists to present landscapes and themes reflecting anything that can be interpreted as From Sea to Shining Sea, and with the imagination of artists, we got some incredible work to see. So come on by and see the gallery as well.
Yeah, definitely. Go by and take a look at the gallery. Yeah. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, chatting with Caitlin and John from North Pole Grange, talking a little bit about community history and some exciting events happening right here in town. Tell me a little bit more about, you've given me some info on the Grange and that it's a gathering place and that you've been able to open it up to community activities and events. And, what sort of started the Grange? Like, what is the what is the mission behind, you know, the Grange as a whole?
So the Grange is a national organization, and it started right after the Civil War.
Wow, there you go.
160 years ago. And the what happened is post-Civil War, the country was in shambles and in disarray. And the smart people in Washington, D.C., and in the White House at the time realized, and again, remember, this was before radios and televisions and internet and fast air travel. And in order to put the country back together, they realized there was no way you could do it from Washington, D.C. They had this idea to just go around in local communities and form individual community Granges, which were nothing more than small groups in small neighborhoods and small communities throughout the country. And then they were organized at the grassroots level. Each Grange took care of itself, took care of its community. It served the, many of these small community Granges served as the only semblance of local government, whatever there was in that area. Churches, if there was no church there, the Granges where people would come together and just build a community and assemble, entertain themselves.
Sure.
So typically Granges would have their own entertainments, do plays, performances, conduct church services, do things that communities needed to have. There were thousands of them across the country. And then they were organized in tiers, in regions, and then at state level, and then at national level. And what was and it was a bottoms-up organization. There was nothing at the national level that was telling them what to do.
Sure, okay.
Individual Granges were bringing their ideas forward and upward.
Nice, yes.
Getting them together in Washington, D.C., and then it would, those things became policies for the Grange. And it was a mechanism that was allowing people not directly involved in the federal government, but there was an entity in Washington, D.C., right across the street from the White House, by the way,
okay,
that was in tune with what was going on throughout the country in a bottoms-up reporting system.
Yeah, that local advocacy, really.
Yeah,
yeah, good deal.
So that right there in Washington, D.C., again, without the internet and everybody's cell phone,
right,
they had their fingers on the pulse of what was going on in the country. It worked out real well in those early days. And when I say right across the street, literally it was in the Blair House where the Grange headquarters was. And then, it, you know, of course, as time went on, it was a success. It worked. Other things started. The whole country began to evolve. The Grange had to get out of the Blair House because it became the place to, where they were entertaining foreign dignitaries. Built a new building just down the street, and that's where Grange headquarters is today.
Okay.
And you know, it still has a seat in Washington, D.C. And one of the funny things, having had the opportunity to visit the Grange headquarters, one of the things that the president of the National Grange always talks about is looking out of his or her window, whoever the president may be, and looking down on the White House. Because when you're on the top of the 11-story building and looking down across the lawn, you see the White House.
Yes, yes.
Just right out, right next, you know, a couple of buildings down from the Grange. So it's a great organization. Been involved with it for a long time. We do a lot of stuff and still remain today. One of the things we do here in the North Pole Grange is we just try to keep people involved in government at the local level. And that's what this country's all about, and that's how government works. And you know, when you say we're a government of the people, it starts here in the local community.
Right.
And people have to get involved and be, and participate in government.
Well, I think that's great. I appreciate that you all offer that that sort of a platform for people to be informed and be able to advocate and you know, share their missions. And like you said, from the ground up, the information goes up. So I can appreciate that very much. And that's honestly something that I've come to appreciate through United Way is how many different organizations do work towards the same goal of providing a space for community to get together on common subjects, and whether it's issues or it's goals or it's, you know, activities, that's so crucially important to the communities here in the interior. So I am going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we are going to talk a little bit more about the festival going on right now at the Grange. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
Attention business owners, event coordinators, and sports leagues. 97.5 KFAR Radio has the perfect tool to help you get the word out. It's our weekly 50-50 Friday offer from Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station, and KFAR. Every Friday at 9 a.m. on our website, kfarradio.com, we feature a different half-price offer from a local business where we promote your business on 8 of the top radio stations in Fairbanks for an entire week, every hour, every day. Plus, 100 ads that run the following week. It's 50-50 Friday. And when we don't have a current offer, log on to kfarradio.com anyway to see what deals may still be available from previous weeks. When it comes to marketing your business, nothing works like local radio. And nothing on local radio works better than 50-50 Friday. From 97.5 FM KFAR Radio and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.
The United Way of the Tanana Valley's mission is to improve the lives of every person by mobilizing the caring power of our community. We inspire others to join us in supporting our local nonprofits that serve our friends and neighbors by providing life-changing services here in Interior Alaska. To learn more about how you can give, advocate, and volunteer with us, please contact our office at 907-452-7211 or go to our website at unitedwaytananavalley.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Alaska Tracks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. All 4 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
All righty, welcome back. Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to Behind the Mission with United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Kayla Smith, and today we're visiting with Caitlin and John from the North Pole Grange, chatting a little bit about history and a little bit about the 4th of July festival that is occurring right now at the Grange. It's from 11 to 3 p.m. today. So if you're driving around, you don't know where to go, what to do, head over to the Grange in North Pole and take a look at all these the festivities and vendors and all the good things. Caitlin, tell me more about what is going on today.
So this event today has just been amazing. This has been a long time coming. We've had some amazing sponsors assisting us. The Santa Claus House has been our presenting sponsor. They're phenomenal. American Legion Post 30, Mount McKinley Bank.
Nice.
We've had quite a few big sponsors helping us here. But today we are focusing on fun. We have got our Freedom Trail to start, where we've got tons of goodies for all kids of all ages. We've got games happening here shortly. We should be having our watermelon eating contests for the different age groups.
That is so fun.
I know. It's so fun. And then we've also got some amazing door prizes. Towards the end, we're having the Alaska Railroads actually sponsored us and donated some tickets for our door prizes.
Yes.
Chena Hot Springs, the Riverboat Discovery. So quite a few big, big door prizes this year. So stick around and make sure that you fill out your passport as well so that you can get your extra door prize ticket.
Okay, hang on. Fill out the passport. So tell me more about this passport. Do I need to bring my passport or am I going to give me one? What are you talking about?
So at the beginning of our Freedom Trail, we've got a huge welcome area and we've got volunteers handing out little keepsake books that as you go down the Freedom Trail, there will be different stops where you can have them stamp your passport and you get some little goodies
or
water, just some little fun stuff. The trail is a little fun, so you got to make sure that you keep everybody entertained.
I got to butt in here a little bit, and Caitlin's done a wonderful job naming it and calling it the Freedom Trail, because we do have limited access on Grange Road, so we're having people arrive at the middle school parking lot.
Okay.
So you have to walk from the middle school parking lot. It's only 500 feet.
You can do it, people.
You can do it.
Yes.
Very easily.
It's fun.
But Caitlin's renamed it, and she's calling it the Freedom Trail, and then she's turned that into another part of the event.
So
the Freedom Trail has got stops along the Freedom Trail before you get to the main event. So you don't have to walk 500 feet in a row. You can stop and pause it. Or two tables.
Yeah, definitely stop and talk to the vendors for sure. You got to stop and get information and find out why they're there, what they've got, and all the good things. And, you know, that's what supporting locals all about. So, definitely.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've got quite a few veteran vendors as well. Katie's Way,
different
American Legion posts. And we've got quite a few craft vendors, which will be really fun to kind of just go around and walk around and see what everybody's bringing. Food vendors, we've got Parker's Pizza, we've got ice cream, we've got the Little Leo's bringing out hot dogs.
Oh, yes, that cart. I love
yes,
it.
Yes,
they're
so
awesome.
Much fun.
Yes. That's exciting. You've got a lot of support going on today.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
this is a big community, and it's so cool to see because in the city limits, there's, 5,000 people just in the city limits? Less than that?
There's really? Wow. Nice. Okay.
But we've kind of made this go a little further than just the city limits. We've got sponsors in Fairbanks. We've got sponsors right here in the borough off of Badger. Like, it's a whole community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and this is an event for the whole community, too.
Yeah.
This radio broadcast goes all over the interior. So if you can hear me now, head your way to the North Pole Grange and get in on some of this community activity because it's here for you. And, and I think that's what people are looking for is definitely some good fun stuff to do this weekend. And, you've laid out some awesome opportunities, too. It's like it's come for the prizes. You've laid out some really cool door prizes, too. I mean, tickets for the railroad and other drawing things like that.
We've even got tickets for Pagoda, gift certificates for Pagoda, and
lunch.
The Beach House Tanning has given us quite a few tickets for all of their services. Yeah.
People have to do? Do they just show up and get their raffle entry and then they can just kind of make that magic happen?
Yeah. You just show up
and we'll
give you a door prize ticket. And then, like I said, you get an extra one if you fill out every spot on the Freedom Trail.
Nice.
You could have two chances to win.
Yeah, and I'm going to chime in here. Caitlin, we've got things literally across the whole spectrum for kids. We've got a petting zoo, if you want to think about it way, for little young kids. It's a real fun thing to do.
I like that.
And on
zoos.
The other end of the spectrum, we have axe throwing for the adults.
And a cornhole tournament
going
on right
so,
now.
It's been things for all ages.
Yeah.
Here you go, throwing bean bags or throwing axes, whatever you need.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. Well, that's super exciting. Okay, so tell me more about, outside of just this activity for today, you know, this is a great festival, and it obviously put in a lot of work and a lot of effort to make it happen, but how else can people interact or get involved with the Grange on a more regular?
So you can become involved in the Grange just by becoming a member or participating in our event. We do need people to sign up as members and become formal members of the organization.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's an easy process. It's an annual dues collection. We meet monthly, except during the summer months, because there's too many other things to do. We encourage people to just get out and take advantage of the few. Do the things you can only do during the summertime. But in the winter months, starting September through probably May or June.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We meet monthly at the Grange last Thursday of the month. Look at our website, www.northpolegrange.org, or call, get in touch with me or anybody, or just drop by and participate in what we do. The main thing we do during the winter months, we may have mentioned it earlier, is we do a gingerbread house decorating workshop at the Grange right around Christmas time. That is one of the counterpoints to the July event. on the 4th of July. And then we also have a Saturday morning, kind of like a podcast. It's a spinoff of our monthly newsletter from years ago before the internet. And we called it the Home on the Grange. So now we do a podcast. We're not doing it today because we don't do it on holidays or holiday weekends, but every Saturday morning from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock, the focus is participate in local government issues that take place at City Hall. We encourage people to participate at in city government and issues at the city government. We talk about local issues at the city, borough level, and then at state level, we have a spot open for whoever the district sitting District 33 representative is, because we're right in, smack in the middle of District 33, mm-hmm. and whoever that particular elected person is gets a crack at participating in our event, because you can participate directly in city government, because City Hall is just right down the street. Same thing with the borough. You can, some driving distance to get to Fairbanks. But if you want to interact with state-level governments, you can't go to Juneau and you know.
Sure, yeah. It's a little more logistics.
It's a little harder logistically. So we invite our representative, our elected representative, to come by and interact with us. And they've been cooperating with us for years now with at the event we call Home on the Grange. So it's a good program.
Yeah, I think that serves a very much needed platform for the community to be able to listen to, understand, and advocate on their local needs. And and that's awesome that you're able to get a representative in to help with these conversations and to take these conversations back to Juneau and really be able to advocate for what it is that you need, as you said, a grassroots level of participation here with your membership and getting those real needs heard. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, we can take advantage of the internet, and we do online meetings. So it actually is kind of like a podcast.
Yeah, that's nice.
And we encourage people to participate face-to-face inside our building. We offer free coffee.
Free coffee, yes.
We get free coffee awesome. Every morning, and specializing right now. We're using Musher's Blend from
North Pole
Coffee Roasting Company. So
support local people. I love it.
It's a great great place to have a cup of coffee and sit around and talk issues and talk whatever you want to talk about, topics, all kinds of topics.
Yeah, community needs, activities. I mean, as you said earlier, you guys even hosted, it's a facility where people can come and host a workshop if need
yes.
be. And
sure.
You know, so I think that's another opportunity that our community needs, because buildings aren't coming up, left and right these days. It's very right. difficult to get a new center put together. But you already have these established, places, and it's this opportunity for someone to come in and teach a cooking class or to do a workshop is awesome.
Well, and we also are hoping to use this as a building that the community can use. We
yes.
want to be able to rent it out for parties and weddings and community events. Like I said, we do have the art gallery every third Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And that's, we hardly post about it online, but as soon as we post our big billboards mm-hmm. out on the side of the street, people show up. They see the signs and they want to come and see what's going on. So I think that's a really cool thing that we're able to offer the North Pole community. People walk down and come on by.
I think that's a very genuine element to your guys' organization. It's very much local. It's locally driven, and it's locally supported, and I think that's fantastic. We definitely talked quite a bit about your event today, again, between 11 and 3 p.m., located at the North Pole Grange. Come on out for some festivities and local vendors, music, family activities. Everything's going to be great. So I just want to say thank you, Caitlin, John, for both for coming in to share all of these wonderful things about your organization and what's going on. I'm Kayla Smith, director of United Way of the Tanana Valley, and you're listening to Behind the Mission. So thank you all so much for listening and tuning in. Until next time, take care.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com. Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.